And now we invite you to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon as Mike Waring solves the case of the treacherous trio.
There's one thing you learn working as a private detective. Planning is half the battle. As a case in point, I give you Frank Marshall. Mr. Marshall is a burly gentleman reconnoitering down the fourth floor corridor of the Belmont Building. Like a good general, he surveys the terrain as he proceeds on the mission. His objective? Apartment 4A. And a cannon in his pocket may help him achieve it.
Just a second. Yes?
I'm looking for Dave Leonard.
Well, he's come to the right place.
My name is Frank Marshall.
So?
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Should it?
I think so. Do you mind if I come in?
Very much.
I hope you wouldn't take that attitude, Leonard. I didn't want to show my hand out here.
What's the idea of that gun?
What's generally the idea?
Pardon my ignorance. You'll find my wallet in that coat.
Now what?
Well, isn't it a stick-up?
Sit down on that sofa.
What for?
I said sit down. You and I are going to have a little heart-to-heart talk.
Well, this is a brand new wrinkle. Since when a burglar's been getting psychoanalysis?
This isn't a high school.
You know the lingo.
I know a lot of things. Now let's start all over again. My name is Marshall, Frank Marshall. You ever hear it before?
No.
How about Arlene Marshall?
Arlene?
She's my wife.
That's her tough luck.
You don't know her?
Am I missing much?
Don't get gay, Leonard.
I thought I was behaving very well under the circumstances. After all, this is my home.
Then why did she tell me you were the boy?
Why did who tell you I was what boy?
That woman who came to my office.
I'm sorry, Marshall. You lost me at the turn. Can we run through this again?
Maybe I'd better take it from the beginning.
It's going to be an awful mishmash if you don't.
You know a girl about 5'4", brunette?
I know 100 like that.
This one had the initials R.L. on her purse.
R.L.?
Yes.
Can't think of a soul.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Then why should she claim you and my wife are holding hands?
Don't ask me. There are a lot of screwball dames running around loose.
Why should this one pick on you?
Maybe she didn't. Huh? Did it ever occur to you that there may be a couple of other Dave Leonards in a town the size of New York? How's that? If your wife's been running around, she hasn't been running with me.
But this woman
said... I don't care what she said. I'm not the Dave Leonard you want. If you're lying, fella, I know. You'll do a repeat.
You're so right. Take care of yourself, boy. For your sake, I hope I won't be seeing you again.
Dave? Dave? Darling, where are you? Dave?
I'm here, Ruthie.
Oh, what are you doing sitting there in the dark? You haven't stirred for a minute.
Why?
Well, when I didn't see you, I thought maybe something happened.
What could have happened?
I don't know. It's a funny feeling I had.
Maybe you had a reason. That wasn't a nice thing to do, Ruthie.
That wasn't a nice thing?
I had a visitor 20 minutes ago. It's lucky you weren't home.
I don't understand, Dave.
Why did you go to Frank Marshall?
Frank Marshall? Who's he?
You played it real stupid, honey. If there was any doubt in my mind, that purse with your initials ended it.
Listen, Dave.
Sure.
I did go to Mr. Marshall. Maybe I was wrong.
It's nice of you to admit it.
But I only did it because I was desperate. It's all on account of that woman.
Suppose we keep Arlene out of it.
How can you be so blind? Don't you realize what she's doing to you?
And don't you realize what her husband could have done to me? He came here with a gun.
No.
I'm telling you, yes.
But he promised me.
He promised you.
What happened?
I convinced him he had the wrong man.
But if he finds out?
Uh-huh.
Darling, you've got to leave town.
Oh, don't talk like a fool.
It's all her fault. She's a rotten...
I said we'd leave her out of this.
You really believe she's in love with you?
She is.
Don't make me laugh. I know all about Mrs. Marshall. You think this is the first time she's done this?
Shut up.
Ask her about a man named Larry Schubert in Los Angeles or a Jack Powell.
Shut up.
Please don't let her do this to you. If I didn't
don't
care...
I don't care about it.
Darling, where are you going? Dave! I'm looking for Michael Waring.
Any particular reason?
I don't think I have to discuss that with you.
You want to bet?
Oh, you mean?
Yeah. Come on in.
Are you the one that called the Falcon?
Yes, but don't ask me why. Yeah.
Well?
It's all right. I won't bite you, Mrs.
Leonard. Miss Leonard.
Well, what can I do for you?
I don't know exactly. You see, my husband's disappeared.
When was this?
Yesterday. He hasn't been home all night.
Did you report it to the police?
No.
Why not?
Well, Dave would be furious if I did.
And Dave, I take it, he's your husband.
Yes. I know something awful has happened.
What makes you say that?
Well, he's never done anything like this before.
Is there any reason why he should now?
No.
Did you ever fight before you left?
No, we never quarreled.
You must be an unusual couple. Was Dave doing anything he shouldn't?
How do you mean that?
How do you think I mean it?
Well, he was seeing some girl. But there was really nothing to it.
What's her name?
Arlene Marshall.
You think he might have run away with her?
That's ridiculous. I tell you, Mr. Waring, something terrible must have happened to him.
You seem obsessed with that idea.
But I just want you to find him. As far as your fears can change.
I get $50 a day plus expenses.
I don't care what it costs. You'll find him. You've got to.
In on me today, too.
Oh, really? Excuse me a minute,
dear.
Frank, how are you?
Fine. Who are you talking to?
Vivian, she asked to be remembered to you.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm sorry, Vivian. What were you saying?
I've got to see him.
Good, darling. Anytime you say.
Suppose we make it at 9. I'll rent a boat in Central Park.
Sounds delightful.
Try not to keep me waiting, baby. We've got a lot to discuss.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you thought of it.
Me too.
You're tired, I suppose. Why don't we just drift for a while?
Oh, I'll bet I have blisters for a month.
Oh, you poor dear, let me see your hand. Does that make it feel better?
You know what you do to me.
Do I do something to you?
You just drive me out of my mind.
Careful, darling. You're going to tip the boat.
Maybe that would be a solution to the problem.
Problem? I didn't know we had one.
I walked out on Ruthie last night.
Why?
I told you she went to your husband.
That wasn't your reason.
Well, she said a couple of things I didn't like. Do you know a man named Larry Schubert?
Larry? Well, no.
How about a Jack Power?
What do you ask?
Well, Ruthie said he used to go with him.
And do you believe it?
Well, I don't know what to believe anymore.
You take her word against mine?
I didn't.
Well, you
that.
Practically accused me.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean it that way. Oh, it's no use, Arlene. You've got to go away with me. It's no good this way.
Oh, okay. But answer one question for me. What do we live on?
What do we live on?
You don't think the price is going to be huge, of course.
We'll make out.
That's not good enough. We've got to have some money before we can think of doing anything.
Well, how much would we need?
About $25,000.
Are you crazy? Where would I get that kind of dough?
Dave, darling.
Ridiculous.
Easy.
Of what?
Didn't you tell me that your wife had an insurance policy? And if I'm not mistaken, you're the beneficiary.
You are crazy.
Dave, listen, I've got an offer to that. We'll make it look like a whole lot. Believe it, it's the simplest thing in the world to arrange.
No.
All right, if you don't want to do it yourself, we'll get some money.
I don't want to hear any more
about it. All right, Jay. Then suppose we have to get to him.
Listen,
no, please. Not unless you're going to talk to him.
But what's your suggestion?
It's the only possible thing.
Let me think about it.
All right, Jay. You think about it.
But I'll...
Not another word. We've had enough talk for one night. Now let's just relax and enjoy this. Didn't expect you home.
Looks like you didn't expect me at all.
Get out.
Now, where's your hospitality?
If you don't get out of here, this is too.
What are you going to do?
I'll see.
I've got a gun here, in case you want.
What?
Now, please put down that phone.
There must be some mistake.
You're Arlene Marsh?
Yes, but what does that matter?
There's no mistake. So I kind of wish there was. You're the best looking.
No, Mr.
Hamilton. Jim Hamilton. You better watch out for me. That's pretty good, isn't it? Watch out for me.
I don't understand.
That's a joke. Just forget it.
If it's money you're after.
Well, I couldn't.
My purse is right here on the table.
Well, I must say, this is real nice of you, Miss Martin.
Now, will you be kind enough to leave?
This is one little old chore I still got to do.
No.
She was so pretty. Well, that's life for you.
Thank you.
moment, we'll return to The Adventures of the Falcon.
Murder was some 8 hours later. I was grabbing a bite at Eddie's, a little diner near headquarters, when Sergeant Corbett walked in. Speaking of murder, that was enough to kill my appetite.
Well, if it isn't the Falcon. How you doing, kiddo?
Just easy. Mind if I join you? Did you do any good to say no?
Nope. Oh, Eddie, let me have a ham on rye with a little A1 sauce and a cup of coffee.
All right, Corbett, what's on your mind?
Well, can a fella just drop by for a sandwich without you getting suspicious?
Not if you're the fella.
You know what, Ruth Leonard?
Why?
Just curious.
You're never just curious.
Did she ask you to do a job for her?
Yeah, she wanted me to locate her husband.
And did you?
You know the service I give my clients.
Well, maybe you can give her a little more.
Come again?
You mentioned anything about a woman named Arlene Marshall?
Yeah, she thought this Arlene and her husband were carrying on.
Well, they won't anymore.
What are you babbling about?
Arlene Marshall was murdered this morning.
And you think Ruth Leonard did it? You're out of your mind. Ruth isn't capable of murder.
You talked to the woman all of 5 minutes, and already you know everything about it.
Already I know. Where you got it?
Down at headquarters.
Well, then what are we doing here?
Hey, what about my sandwich?
It'll keep. You're not going to put on the feed bag while Ruth Leonard is eating her heart out.
Believe me, Mr. Waring, I didn't kill Arlene. I never even met her.
But your husband did. On an average of 7 nights a week.
I don't believe it.
I suppose you didn't tip off Mr. Marshall.
Why would I do that?
Maybe you hoped he would break her neck and save you the trouble.
Not true.
Now look, Ruth, I'm going to help you. I've got to know the truth. Did you go to her husband?
Yes.
Why?
I was all mixed up. I thought maybe he was fighting Dave away.
What happened?
Dave convinced him he had the wrong man.
Your Davy must be quite a boy.
It was all her fault. Before he met her, he was a wonderful husband. Many kids. I don't know how she got to it.
Maybe she used voodoo. Anyway, Davy should know, and maybe he'll be willing to tell me.
All right, Sergeant, let me out.
You won't join me, Waring. I make a great Smirnoff martini.
If you don't mind, Mr. Leonard, I'll take my vodka and information space.
So you want me to tell you about Arlene?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Now, where would you like me to begin?
In a customary place. How'd you meet?
I picked her up one night in a bar.
I see.
No, you don't. It wasn't like that at all.
And how was it like?
Well, I can't describe it, but at the time it seemed like the most natural thing in the world.
Come again.
I didn't think you'd understand. You'd have to know, Arlene.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Why?
Well, that's how I hope to find out who's responsible for her murder. Unless you're convinced your wife did it.
Oh, don't be an idiot.
You got any other nominations?
No.
Let's get back to Arlene. Someone hated her enough to kill her. I know it's hard for you to believe.
No, I can understand that. She was no good. If I told you some of the things she said,
why don't you?
All right. She wanted me to kill my wife.
What?
You heard me. You know something? When she outlines a plot, it seems awfully logical. Yeah, she is a queen.
Yet you were in love with her.
I certainly was.
Why?
Can anybody ever give a reason? All I know is that when I got near her, nothing else mattered. I'd have given up everything for her.
And why did you go ahead with this plot to murder Ruth?
You want an honest answer?
Uh-huh.
I was thinking it over.
It was nice of you to do that.
Well, I'm a real sweet kid.
That you are.
You'll have to give me credit for one thing. At least I'm honest. Poor Ruth. She never knew what a heel she married.
No, she didn't.
Well, where do we go from here?
I don't know about you, but I'm off to see Frank Marshall. Take care of yourself, Dave. I wish I had time to.
Michael?
Yes?
My name's
Mike Waring.
I'm flattered.
You should be. I generally have a very bad memory to face.
I guess I'm just lucky. Can I come in?
Well, it's so happy.
I won't take much of your time.
I don't think you'll take any.
Suppose I told you I knew who murdered your wife.
Maybe you better come in.
Thanks.
Sit down.
Don't mind if I do. Hey, it's quite a layout.
I like it.
I can understand why. Oh, sir. That Arlene's picture on the piano?
Yeah.
Who took it?
But there must be a reason for all these questions.
All I meant is she doesn't look anything like I imagined.
Does anybody?
Well, I pictured her as dark and sultry. You know, real femme fatale style. Instead, she looks like she might have played Peter Pan.
So what does that prove?
Maybe that it takes all kinds to make a world.
Just what are you up to, Waring?
It's very simple. I'm working for Ruth Leonard.
Oh,
Ruth Leonard, the girl who tipped you off that Arlene was running around with her husband.
What are you raving about?
She wasn't very smart of her, I grant you, but then she was rattled. How could she know that Dave was just another guy to your wife?
Take that back.
Easy, fella. You'll ruin the grade.
Take it back. Arlene never looked at another man.
Say, who's kidding? Who?
He never loved anybody but me.
The police know for a fact that there was just...
They meant nothing.
You said she looked like Peter Pan.
Oh, that's what she was. She never grew up.
So all that running around came under the heading of good, clean fun.
Get out before I kill you.
Now listen, Marshal, I know you were crazy about the girl,
what
but...
What gave you the idea?
Oh, I'm real clever.
Then prove it by leaving under your own steam. Now go on, get.
Well, Waring had done it again without even trying.
Here I had it all figured out that Dave Leonard was going to do a job on Frank Marshall, and I missed the play completely. What made me feel worse was that I looked bad in front of Sergeant Corbett. But that was no novelty.
Well, I'll say one thing for you, Mike. You may not have any talent, but you certainly have no brain.
Look, Sergeant, aren't we losing sight of the main objective?
Yeah, what's that?
Finding out who was behind Arlene's murder.
Oh, I found that out a long time ago.
I tell you it wasn't Ruth Leonard.
Why not?
Because it was out of character.
Now, what are you, a psychiatrist or a private detective?
Now, look, Corbett, you're thinking of this in terms of old-fashioned whodunit. Actually, it's a whydunit.
A whydunit?
Yes, in the final analysis, all these things come down to motive. Now, what makes the person want to commit murder?
And Arlene's plan to face off with Ruth's husband...
By you is no motive?
Well, sure it is. But there are stronger ones.
It may not seem as clear cut on the surface, but if you dig a little and see what really makes people tick,
get him.
All right, I'll prove it. Where's Dave now?
At Bellevue Hospital.
Can you bring Frank Marshall over there?
What for?
I'll show you when we get there.
Oh, you must take me for a complete idiot.
Yeah, but I love you just the same. Now let's jump off. Feel up to this, Dave? If you don't, we can always come back.
No, it's all right, Waring. I don't mind.
I'd like you to tell the sergeant the little plot Arlene dreamed up for your wife.
Do we have to go through that again?
Believe me, we do.
He wanted me to kill her.
Why?
Don't believe him, Sergeant.
Now, you keep out of this, Marshal. Let's hear more, Dave.
Well, I told Arlene once that Ruth had a policy for $25,000. I must have given her the idea.
No good dirt.
Now, old fella, he did enough damage for one day.
I'll say he did.
You want to sign that complaint now, Dave?
What do you mean, complaint?
For assault and battery against Frank here.
No, I'll take care of him my own way.
It's going to be awful tough to manage from Sing Sing.
I don't think I understand you, Mike.
Sure you do. I don't know what Arlene has for all you boys, but in your case, Dave, it was murder. Sergeant, you picked up that gunman Dave sent to do the job.
Yeah, his name's Jimmy Hamilton.
And what's your problem?
I want to know how you pegged Dave for the guy who hired him.
I told you, he had the best motive.
Well, I still don't see how.
Now, what about Arlene's husband? Frank would never have hurt her. As far as Arlene was concerned, he had a blind spot. He thought she was the greatest thing in the world.
How could he? He knew she was running around.
And he always made excuses for her.
But what about Dave?
Well... Dave was the boy with his eyes wide open. He knew Arlene was an NG-type dame, especially after she suggested killing his wife, but he couldn't help himself.
The only way he could figure to get her out of his system was to kill her.
That's it, exactly.
A little drastic, don't you think?
Well, Arlene had a hold on him that nothing could break except death, so that's what he gave her.
She must have been quite a gal.
Yeah. I used to know a girl like that.
What happened to her?
I don't know, but this ought to be a great time to find out. Good night, Sergeant.